Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, I had a stroke when I was 31 years old. It was after I played in the Pro Bowl and after we had won our third championship. And the lasting image of every one of me was me running on the field with my kids. And so a lot of people had a lot of opinions in terms of whether you come back to play in a sport where you bang heads with 300-pound men after you've had a stroke. You see as many doctors as you possibly can, but what doctors will give you is gray, and they will not give you black and white. I had a device put in my heart. It's like, okay, when I get blindsided, will the device move at all? It shouldn't. Chances are slim. They tell you, they give you all this information and here's it all, but what they eventually say is it's something you have to live with. Can you live with it? Can your wife and family live with it? Which is a whole different dynamic. Should he retire or should he play? I did both. When I had my stroke, I could not see in the left field vision of both of my eyes. I was blind here. I could not see. To me, I was done, but you get better. And I'm sure Tua is going through these same thoughts also that, yeah, you have the multiple concussions, but you get better and you feel fine. And the other thing you think about is this, but I just can't go out like that. I can't finish like that because to all of us, how we finish our careers is so important.
Teddy Bruschi. On NFL Live on Tua Tagovailoa, the idea of coming back when you wonder if you should be done, be retired. I like the point he makes there about it's not black and white. Yes, your doctor's a question.
Yeah.
Will it come, you know, the thing on his heart, will it come loose? Like, well, it shouldn't. They won't say no. They'll say that it shouldn't. And for Tua, as he sees all these, you know, neuroscientists or brains, you know, specialists, concussion specialists.
Yep.
He's got decisions to make, and it, all indications are he's still going to play.
Yeah, I saw a take I had not seen from anybody until Dominique Foxworth said it yesterday, who used to be the NFLPA president and former cornerback. He's in the media now. He's on ESPN. He yesterday said that he would not be stunned if the NFL is talking about this right now with allowing Tua to play, not for anything to do, like, it was a cynical take, too. Not anything to do with, like, protecting Tua from himself. More, the NFL does not want him on the field multiple times for the world to see how, hey, look, this is how dangerous our sport is.
Yeah.
This dude is what wires are crossed. He's standing on the sitting, laying on the field with his arms in every direction. That the NFL, for the visual, would be talking about, should they, what, make Tua sit out? I don't know what really, he never got to, like, would they tell him you can't play anymore? I don't really know what the action would be. But basically, the NFL does not like their sport being displayed that way. And Tua is the most visual of that.
Yep.
He is right now the poster of concussions in the National Football League.
Who's the last guy before this we talked about concussions with?
In this way?
Yeah. I mean, concussions, of course, became a story.
Yeah.
And seeing players and legends of the game and how they battle this or that. Like, I can think about Merrill Hodge talking about concussions, but that's like very anecdotal on edge NFL matchup one night. They're talking about who was it before Tua?
Isn't Jim McMahon kind of known for this? Doesn't he have a really poor quality of life because of his concussions?
Now we're back in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying you're wrong.
40 years ago,
but this is right, an active player stepping away, and we've had players that have stepped away. You mentioned Bills linebacker A.J. Tarpley, maybe?
And Andrew Luck did. That wasn't concussions, I don't think, but
injuries. He'd been injured a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea that a player in their prime would walk away from the game, the point you bring up there about Foxworth, I think this is a very good point, that the league would want him to retire.
Yeah.
We'd like you to go away. And you could say it's cynical. You could say it's because they fear for his health. But if he plays again, wouldn't you say, almost without a doubt, there's no way he can avoid another one?
Well, oh, yeah. I mean,
how could you possibly avoid another concussion? He is still a smaller quarterback that can be thrown around a little bit more than some of the bigger quarterbacks.
Right.
And it's a position where they're constantly coming at you. You'd say, all right, well, don't lower your head next time on an attempt to get a first down. All right, he can control that. The previous ones, one of them he's pushed down. All right, he learned how to fall. So each one of these concussions that happens, there's a plan. All right, well, I won't do that. All right, well, I won't do that. But they've happened a bunch of times, and they're unpredictable. The idea that the league would want him to stop, to me, makes a lot of sense. And I don't know what they would possibly do about it.
I know.
You don't want him to, not to be dramatic, you don't want him to die on the field of a brain injury. You know, you don't want him to go into a vegetative. I don't know how
no,
bad
no,
it could
I know
go.
What you mean, though. I know.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm trying to, if you're the league,
they're afraid of that, aren't they? Like, I'm not saying they even think it's likely, but wouldn't they be scared of that? They should be scared of it for Tua's sake, but I think they're more scared of it because of how it makes them look. How it makes them look as a league. That he's going out there and that happens to him. And you're right, it would totally happen again. Like, how does it happen there in that moment? He knows his background. The coach knows, the team knows. They designed an offense around not getting him hit. They did a great job of it, too. He didn't get touched last year. Ball was out. They designed an offense for that to happen. But, okay, there's a game that's not going your way. And you threw a pick before. What? Adrenaline takes over? Or you've been playing football for 25 years as a person? Like, that instincts take over. I'm the captain. I'm the quarterback. I'm the $200 million man. I want to do something to lift this team up. Let me put my shoulder down or my head down. Let me get this first down on fourth. That scenario doesn't pop up again if he plays 5 more years. Of course it does.
5 more weeks, right?
5 more weeks. Like, there will come another moment where he probably shouldn't put himself at risk, but when you're in the middle of the play, you just can't think that quickly. And he's going to be at, I think, a dramatically higher risk than a lot of other players.
All right, I've got one locally we thought about with this. Kyle Oposo. Right, Kyle Oposo.
He had a lot, yeah.
We read the stories about what he went through, and then when he'd be on the ice, there's he getting a fight, and we're thinking, whoa.
I remember that, yeah. He was in the hospital, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Oposo went through a lot with his, and he continued to play and went back for another year and talked about like the decision to play another year. He ends up winning a Stanley Cup, right?
But, yeah.
With Florida.
Hockey guys come up to me first. Like, you say, like, who's the guy you think of for
Crosby?
That?
Crosby?
Like, I think of Tim Connolly. Immediately.
Yep.
Like, Connolly is someone that he missed the whole seasons, right, with concussion stuff. For football, you know, like, Trent Edwards had concussions, didn't he?
Yep.
But I don't think of a star player that had to walk away because of that. I mean, I think for a long time it got covered up. It was getting your bell rung, right?
Well, there's covered up, and then there's how much of it do we really have to confront? You know, a player unconscious on a backboard is a lot different than a player who walks off shaking his head. Like, if you think about, let's go through Tua's history of concussions. The first one, high-profile one, is Milano pushes him, he slams his head, he stumbles a little bit and leaves the game, and they say it was like, oh, it was a back injury. Stumble. And the stumble is now the thing that the spotters see. So we've got visual cues that will lead us to think this guy might not be in the right space. Sometimes you can get your bell rung, like you say, you just walk off the field. Mm-hmm. And you're not pulled from the game. The spotter doesn't see you. Jaylen Waddle in week one was pulled off the field because the spotter thought he looked like he had a concussion. He went back in.
Yeah.
So there's an independent spotter looking for these injuries. And if the spotter doesn't think there's anything there, then the show goes on. What I'm thinking about is, we had a couple tweets on this, like who are the names for concussions we've talked about in the past? Charles tweets and Troy Aikman. Aikman's story is that he doesn't remember one of the Super Bowls he played in.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the Bills ones?
Doesn't remember it.
Okay.
He does not remember the game.
And he says, is he say because he was concussed?
Yeah.
Or that's the implication?
Yeah. Another one, Ryan tweets in Kevin Cobb. Kevin Cobb's a great story. Here's the thing about Kevin Cobb, though. Like, he got a concussion final one in a preseason game against Washington. I know about Kevin Cobb's story because I read Tyler Dunn telling me that story.
Tyler Dunn did a huge... He talked with Cobb, and like it was a really good piece. It was like three parts, maybe,
last year. That you deal with post-career. But that gets to the point about Tua. What Tua is he is freshly on the stage in the spotlight versus a guy stepping away from the game, and the only way you're going to find out what that guy's going through is if someone tells their story.
Right.
And for Tua, I almost want to go so far as to say... You know, visuals are what change things. Visuals change politics. Visuals change perceptions. From, you know, another comparison, Ray Rice, the story's out there. Then the video comes out. It's a different story once there's video. Yeah. And what Tua, his concussions give you are very compelling video. The fencer's response that we now learn about, right? We've learned and known that. How many people out there know about that because of Tua? Because it happened in Cincinnati.
My hand's up.
Because it happened against the Bills.
Yep.
And, you know, there's guy gets hit. He's slow to get up. He's walking off the field versus a neurological response in the moment. He gets knocked. The arms go up. Everybody watching knows right away that's what that is. And then if you're the league, like getting back to your point about how the league might want him to not play, I would think it's because of that. We could make it the most cynical we want. Really, you can go as far as you want. I don't have to go all the way to, well, they just want to knock guys out and not think about it. I don't need to go that far. But they definitely don't want it to look bad. It's a violent sport. It's a vicious sport at times. And we all consume it. And we might be people that say, I don't want to see the really nasty parts of it as a consumer. Another to a concussion, another fencer response is... horrible to think about. Does it stop me from going to a game the next week? I don't think there's anything that really stops this train. But
it doesn't do that. Does it every time he takes off to run, though? Isn't that a thought in people's minds? Different than anyone else. Different than, I mean, certainly Josh Allen. When Josh Allen takes off to run, I don't think about him going down on the field with a head injury. It could happen to anybody, but I don't think about it. When Kyler Murray takes off, I don't think about it. When Tua takes off the run, it happened earlier in that game. On the didn't he run for a first down on a third and long? He like ran to the left sideline. When he took off the run on that play, there wasn't even a Bill near him, and it was one of my first thoughts was, oh, he doesn't want to take a hit here. Like with Tua, it's different because it happens easier, right? Like he has a bunch of them, and when you have a bunch of them, and you've proven that when you take severe contact like that to the head, this is what happens to you. And that's where, like, I don't know what the NFL does to step in. Force him to wear a guardian cap, or listen, it comes down to doctors clearing him, right? But can doctors clear someone if they knew, hey, every time this happens to you, this is going to be the result? You're cleared? That's being cleared? What if you knew for a fact, hey, your concussion history, if we learn more about concussions, means every time you take a hit to the head, that's going to happen. Is he cleared to play? Because to me, that would mean no. And then you have to find where the line in the sand is on that.
Well, cleared to play is going to be subjective based on different team doctors, league doctors, right?
Right. That's what I mean. That's what I wonder if that would be the action the NFL can take is that's subjective. Can they change policy because of this? Can they do something where you're no longer clearing the threshold to be cleared to play? Like 5 years ago, you were cleared to play. We're changing this where now you are not cleared to play. That's the only thing I think they could do. They can't just ban him. Tua could probably sue them if they did that.
If they don't clear him to play when he feels healthy enough to play, and the only reason they wouldn't clear him is because of a possible risk, he could probably sue them for that too. What happens? You want to get into a lawsuit where a player is trying to get on the field and you don't want him on the field because of your own image?
I know, but isn't that why they got sued by the former players? Wasn't it a lot about you weren't protecting us? That was more information based.
That's more denying the effects of concussions.
Okay, that's right too.
And that's where the NHL still lives, like denying the long-term effects versus,
yeah.
Hey, you know the risks. The doctors have told you you shouldn't play again. And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to go. I'm take my chances.
Yeah.
Like the fact that Tua, put it this way, the idea that we're already able to hear from Ian Rappaport, that Tua has no plans to retire.
Yeah.
So whether that's Tua already relaying that, or, I mean, we should obviously have this part of the conversation, Tua would have known at all times he could get another concussion, and he would have probably had a conversation about, if I get another one, is that the last one? Well, I don't know about that. When you talk to your family about returning from the last bout of concussions, they would say, one more and you're done? Or would they say, case by case, man, we'll see how it happens.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how you feel
we'll
after
see how
each
you feel.
One.
Because it's already, what was it? It happened on Thursday. Was it by Saturday it was reported he's not going to retire?
Right. It was very quick.
Pretty quick.
And that's where, like, you don't know. That's why, of course, like, we can talk about it, but the decision is Tua's and the decision is his family's and his doctor's, because we're not going to know what his day-to-day is like. It's like, it can look bad, but concussions are weird. He could not feel as bad. His concussion could not be as bad as when I heard Tim Connelly on a podcast last year say that 6 months after the concussion he had where Peter Schaefer hit him, he couldn't run on a treadmill for 5 minutes because he'd puke. Like, that was lingering effects in your day-to-day life. I don't know what Tua's are like that, and we couldn't even pretend to know.
803-0550 to join us on this conversation on, you know, the league and concussions. We're back in this boat. Trevor in Buffalo, if we're ever out of it, really. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning. Appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for calling.
Two players come to mind, both 49ers. Steve Young, when I was a kid, had to retire for concussions. I think on maybe Monday Night Football.
Arizona, he got knocked out. Yeah.
That was it. Man, that was such a bad hit.
And that was, Trevor, you remember that play. Like, this kind of gets to the point about visuals. That's a play where when he gets hit, have you ever seen this hit, Joe?
I don't think so.
Steve Young, Monday Night Football, Arizona. Was it the last play he ever played?
That's it. Last play. And it's right in the head.
Yeah, he gets hit, and he's down on the field, and the camera is zoomed in, and his eyes are closed. This man is unconscious on the field. Like, that's a visual. And visuals, you know, they change perceptions.
Yeah, no question. The other thing I'm thinking about is Chris Borland, who retired, I think, in 2015 early, linebacker for the 49ers. And he was, like, one of the first ones to retire early for concussions. He came to mind, too, in the discussion.
A few have mentioned him. Thanks, Trevor. I don't remember Chris Borland specifically, but you're not alone. I've had a few people tweet that name, that he's one that retired early.
Yeah. I'm watching the Steve Young play, by the way, and, like, they zoom in on
his face.
And his eyes are closed.
Out.
And then when he's trying to get up with the he needs the trainers to, like, he can't get up on the field.
He's out.
Yeah,
and that's the last play he ever played. He was done.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it is.
1999, that would make sense, right? That would have been about his final year. Okay.
803-0550. Thanks,
Trevor. When is Chris Borland? That's 80s?
No, Chris Borland is somewhat recent. He's only 33.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, Chris Borland.
He played linebacker
one season
for the
49ers. Okay, that's
right. In 2014. And some guys just... You know what? It's not worth my health, my long-term health. You're thinking about when you get older, you know, your quality of life, family, kids. I mean, and here on ESPN right now, like, talking about this visual, we're getting a highlight. Scheduled to meet with neurologists this week, Tua.
I'm looking up, yeah, someone else tweeted in Luke Kuechly.
Yeah.
Cited concussions when he stepped away. And he would have been, I mean, that's an all-pro player, probably around, what was he, a year or two older than what Tua is right now?
Yeah, but to me, there's not an actual difference, I don't think. But the difference between a guy, do we know Kuechly's story, what he was suffering from? It's not exactly, maybe he did tell it. Maybe there's an interview out there where he talks about exactly why, in great detail, the major difference is Tua's story is happening during games on national television. Why is he out this week? Oh, because I watched him get concussed again. And I watched his body go into its, you know, response again.
Mm-hmm.
Paul in Buffalo. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. This is a fascinating and multi-layered discussion. I'll give a totally different perspective. I've done various things in my life for professional work. The last thing I did was called the Border Management Task Force, and I worked on the border of Afghanistan and Pakistan in 2013 and 14. And at any moment in that job, I could have been killed, but I chose to go to work. It was a decent paycheck, it was a six-figure paycheck, nothing like an NFL player makes. My point is that there are many dangerous jobs in the world. Someone who fights fights forest fires out west does a more dangerous job than any NFL player does. Anybody who repeatedly went to war zones like I did a way more dangerous job than any NFL player. We did it for less money for various reasons. Some people did it because they grew up poor and that's how they got out of the lower class to the middle class. Some people did it because they believe in the cause. It doesn't matter. You choose to do it because the paycheck was enough for whatever reason. Tua, he makes a very significant paycheck, but more than that, I watched this kid win a national championship in college. He exudes leadership to me. He is a leader of men. This is what he loves to do, and it's shown him that it has provided generational wealth already for anyone with the last name Tagovailoa for 100 years. And he loves it, and he wants to keep doing it, and I just respect the heck out of him. And, you know, play until you feel you can't anymore, Tua, and play until the people you really care about convinced you shouldn't anymore. But I will respect you, and I will cheer for you as long as you're not playing the Bills every play you play, because I love bravery, I love courage, and he is a brave and courageous man, even if it's just on a playing field.
Thanks, Paul. He's got a lot of fans, not just around the league, but players. Like, he's a popular guy. I mean, you had Bills players in the locker room talking about him. I mean, I think Alan said, like, the kind of guy that he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you're mentioning reasons that you play, right? Like, if this is all you've ever lived for and all you ever wanted to do, some might call it bravery. In the case of Tua, some might call it foolishness. Like, you've already got that money. You've already got what you need. He could go into media. He could stay around the game. He could coach,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, yeah, this. I think what Paul kind of is hinting at is the idea that the NFL force him to retire or ask him to not play anymore, like Dominique Foxworth had suggested, which kind of got us on this conversation.
Mm.
The idea of forcing him to retire on some level, I don't know that makes it. That to me sounds like NFL cover-up status. Oh, you've had enough of these. You've got to go away now. We don't want you around anymore. You have too many of these. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? I've been cleared by the doctors. I've seen a neurological specialist. This is Teddy Bruschi's point that we played coming in.
Yeah.
I feel better. I'm ready to go. I've been told the risks, and I'm choosing that I want to continue to play. If the league were to shut that down, is that not some level of, again, cover-up's the wrong word or wrong phrase, but that's... No, we've chewed you up and spit you out, and we think you might hurt us. Yeah. Forget what you want. What we have to protect ourselves from you.
Well, they would try to, the cover-up would be they would try to cover it under we're protecting a player from himself.
Right, when what they're really doing would be protecting themselves
from the image.
From it getting worse.
Yeah, no, that's right.
803-0550. Got a couple more calls on this. Good conversation. If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll go right to your call. We're pretty open today. We're going to talk Jags coming up at 8:30 with Gene Frenette, Florida Times Union. So we'll get a little preview on the Jags. But for now, this Tua conversation. It's you know, league-wide, it's a big deal. And what the league does, what your thoughts on it are, how would you feel watching him play if he comes back? 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'll be honest, I'll just have to retire. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Play the game. I haven't witnessed anything like I've seen that's happened to him three times. Scary. You can see right away the players' faces on the field. You can see the sense of urgency from everybody to get Tua help. I just think at some point, you know, he's going to live longer than he's going to play football. Take care of your family.
Raiders coach Antonio Pierce, when he was asked about Tua, you don't often get that kind of commentary about another player. He should retire. Jeremy and Joe, kind of catching up on the Tua conversation. You know, Friday was Bills win. Monday was, what'd you think about week two? Now here we are. All right. Let's talk about Tua Tagovailoa and his potential playing future in the NFL. If you want to get on board with us, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. You would mention Dominique Foxworth with the idea that the league would not want him to play anymore.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring up a couple of tweets that we've got through this and get some more phone calls as well. Because, well, Chuck tweets in, I think the NFL should make him retire. It would show the NFL taking a player's health and well-being about playing on the field. What I think it might come down to is how Tua will get paid on this contract. To that point, from what I understand, he had $167 million guaranteed for injury. He's already made 43 of that. There's $124 million that hangs in the balance. If he is cleared to if he's cleared to return and retires on his own, he doesn't get that money. If he is not medically cleared, he gets that money. And you know who might be a good person to ask this question about, like, the language? Eric Wood.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Right. Yeah.
Eric Wood had a, he's retiring, wait a minute, he has to.
The weird press conference at the end.
It comes down to language.
Yeah.
About, well, are you cleared or are you retired? And $124 million is a big chunk of change.
Yeah.
To figure out there. He's already said he's not going to retire.
Right.
So we had that from Rappaport on Saturday.
They did sign a quarterback yesterday, by the way.
Yes, they did.
Tyler Huntley.
And before we get to calls, Benjamin Solak of ESPN, formerly of The Ringer, great NFL analyst. You know his idea for Miami?
Go ahead. I think it might be the same idea I had. Go ahead.
Which is?
Bryce Young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He basically said Bryce Young can run one offense in the NFL, and it's Miami's. If you're Miami, you should call and say,
yeah,
you know what? We'll take a look at that.
And not to say they're exactly the same, but aren't there a lot of similarities?
There are similarities.
They're both smaller, undersized Alabama high pick quarterbacks that I actually don't know what Bryce Young is supposed to be good at. We know what Tua is good at. Tua is good at processing an offense
and accuracy.
Yep.
He delivers the ball.
Isn't that what Bryce Young's supposed to be good at? Processing, knowing where it's supposed to go. So what can they get him for? Would they trade him for a fifth-round pick?
I don't know.
Can't get more embarrassing if you're the Panthers,
no,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Joe and DePew, as we roll through phone calls here, connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, if Tua is medically cleared, I think the league should still require him to wear the Guardian helmet cover thing. And if he's not, then I think that the league should be responsible to also, like, sweeten his guaranteed money and kind of, like, provide him with, like, a severance package. That way it doesn't really look like they're covering him up, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That would be more towards, though, like, I don't know what the mechanism is for doing that. That almost, to me, sounds like backroom dealing where Goodell gets the Dolphins in an alley and tells him, "Hey, you should give him the $200 million so he walks away." Like, this is how we get him to walk away. We tell him, "Hey, we're gonna do the right thing. Maybe not the $200 million, maybe 120, you know, whatever the guarantee might be. We're gonna give you the $120 million. You walk away. We're not gonna battle it with you. Like, you can have the money, but you gotta go."
Would it be different if it came from the NFL instead of from, like, the Miami head office?
I don't know, and I guess one other thing I would wonder is, what if he says, "Yeah, I don't. That's not what I want. I already got enough money for my life. I don't want this $124 million.
Well, then, right?
I want to play football.
Then I think there's nothing you can do. You can't ban
him. I guess it'd just be, you'd have to require the Guardian helmet, or, I mean, I don't think it would be safe. I don't think it's a good look to put this guy back out.
The other thing is, thanks, Joe, for the phone call. And thanks for bringing up Guardian caps, too, because, you know, I'm immediately looking at what Guardian caps, what are the numbers on this? What do they suggest they could get you in terms of concussion protection? And from ESPN.com, you know, they're the large, soft-shelled pads. They are worn over football helmets, and the goal is reducing concussions and head injuries during play. The thing I'm immediately wondering is, how good are they at reducing head trauma versus the 100,
your
finger quotes, 100 car crashes in the trenches every game,
right,
versus the your head whips on the turf like Tua's has a couple times. So, according to ESPN and according to NFL research, the cap can absorb at least what percentage of the force of the hit would you be comfortable with? What do you want? What are you looking for here? A Guardian cap can absorb how much of the hit?
Like 30%?
It's 10.
Okay.
At least 10%, according to NFL research. 10% of the force is absorbed. Is that enough? He wears it. It looks better. The league's looking out for him. Is it enough? I mean,
it's better, but it's
right. It's an improvement.
It is better.
You don't want to let perfect get in the way of better. So better is better, but is it 10% of, like, if linemen are wearing them? Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Helmets are smashing together on a 3rd and 2, and those are headshots against each other. But those might not be the same kind of force-driven head injuries.
That
a quarterback being whipped to the ground is suffering.
That's more like in a game, 60 little shakes of your head, right? Like forces. And Tua's
still probably pretty big shakes, but right, getting 10% out of every single hit versus, well, this one's a lot more forceful.
Right, because how many times does Tua actually take a hit to the head in a game? A lineman probably takes a hit to the head 50 times in a game, even if it's a smaller hit. How many times is Tua? Does he probably average less than a hit per game to his head?
It might be that, yeah. Yeah, it's probably
that. So when he does, this is the point about him, I think, versus like other guys. It's the force that he takes on the singular hits to his head are stronger than a left tackle that's out there wearing it. Which, by the way, that I've seen more linemen wearing the Guardian caps, I think, than anybody. I don't think I've seen another position wearing it. But there's a couple of linemen. There's a Steeler lineman, a Titan lineman that are out there wearing it right now. There's no quarterback wearing it for sure.
No. Rich on a cell phone. Hey, Rich, good morning.
Good morning. Very interesting topic, but, you know, you're talking about high-profile people. And, Joe, you mentioned that it may be just Tua. But look at Dale Earnhardt Jr. When he got out. He got out because of concussions. His eyesight, I mean, literally was like this. His eyes were like crossed. He could not do anything and couldn't hardly even function. And I think everybody's individual, and maybe a high-speed crash in Daytona or wherever is probably, well, I can't even say it is more violent, but it can be.
Yeah.
And it is just it's a fact that each person is going to be different. I know I had a concussion. Yeah, okay. My son did in sports, and you look out for him. I think it comes around to understanding what we know, and you're going to end up having to make your own decisions. And I just appreciate the fact that if he wants to keep playing, I almost think you got to let him play. I think there's things that you can do to, you know, make sure that he is being looked after. And if I could just add one thing that I think is interesting, is last summer I was lucky enough in my work to be on a job on the other side of Seneca Lake, and I went to this old man's house. He's in his 80s, and he says, hey, you got a second? And I said, sure. So he was telling me, yeah, I'm kind of early stages of dementia. And I said, oh, I had no idea who he was. Takes me into his basement, and I am walking into a museum, a boxing museum, like you could not believe. You can't even find a museum with as many memorabilia as he had. And it was Ray Ciaconcani. I can't even say his name very well. He was a fantastic man. His hands, then I realized, I looked at his, he was an old school boxer.
Yeah.
Huge hands. And a book about concussions, and it was called Second Impact. And it's a fantastic, informative book about what happens when you don't pay attention. And I think it's good for young kids to understand that, yeah, you get hit, don't hide it. Mm-hmm. Understand it.
Yeah. Thanks, Rich, for the call.
You know, you mentioned, I didn't know that about, I guess I probably should have known that about Dale Earnhardt Jr. Like, the sport you follow, high-profile guys. So back to Dale Jr., he claims to have suffered 20-plus concussions in his career and got one in a practice round, and that's what forced him to retire 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He left the seat because of concussion-related symptoms a number of times. So, yeah, like I still get back to the visual that Tua gives us that we don't get from everybody else. You know, you mentioned Earnhardt there, his symptoms were cross-eyed. He chronicles it in a story in the New York Times talking about how he had so many different things as part of his brain injury. He's talking about how brain injuries can heal and can get better, and you know, his quality of life has improved since going through all that. Like with Tua, it's so right in our face happening, and you have to watch it every time and think about, you know, if Dale Jr. gets in a wreck and you know he's been in a, had a bunch of concussions, you wonder if he has one, and you wait for the update, but I don't know that you see it in the moment. And with Tua, we're seeing it in the moment.
It's violent and it's immediate.
Yeah. Back to the Guardian caps. So one more thing on this. I mentioned that NFL research says 10% of the impact can be reduced, reduced about 10% reduction. The league, the NFL, has used Guardian caps since the 2022 preseason in practice, right?
Okay.
So
would they have data on like practice injuries,
yes,
or practice concussions?
Yes. Some positions are mandated, and over a three-year average, concussions have gone down 52% at the positions where the Guardian cap was mandated. Now, there could be other variables here. Mm-hmm. Practices are getting lighter and lighter,
mm-hmm,
right? There's fewer live periods. We could talk about this with Sal next time we have him on about the number of, you know, 2 days used to be a thing, and those are gone. And full pads, we'll be at Bills camp for how long until we go to full pads?
It's like 2 weeks. It's like a week and a half.
It might be a week and a half in, yeah, sometimes. Oh, it's first day with pads. So there might be other variables, but there's definitely promising indicators that the Guardian cap can be helpful. The question is it enough for a guy like a Tua or somebody else in that spot where there's been so many, this small cap's going to protect you?
Yep.
803-0550. Thank you. Good stuff. Good phone calls. We'll keep going. Brendan, John, Scott, David, keep hang on. We'll get to you. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Hey, tune in to WGR 550 each game day during the regular season for your chance to answer our tailgate trivia question presented by Game Day Hospitality. It's your chance to win two VIP tickets to Game Day Hospitality's Red Zone Tailgate Party. Tickets include food, drink, entertainment, and access to the VIP tent. Visit our contest page at WGR550.com for details. Sabres preseason starts Saturday. Just a reminder that it's getting close. Brendan in Miami, as we continue to take some phone calls and talk about the future, Tua, the league, and what happens from here. Brendan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Question, love to get your thoughts on this. You guys know a lot more about these dynamics with your job. So if I'm a defensive player in the NFL and Tua says he's going to play again, and somehow the NFL says, okay, you can play again, I mean, I'm going to be really concerned playing against him, because anytime I go to tackle him, I'm going to feel like I've got to do something different than what I've normally been trained to do, because I'm going to be scared. I'm going to permanently injure this guy, you know, his brain for the rest of his life on this hit. And so I was just wondering if you guys think it's possible that the Players Association it could even step in and say, hey, Tua, I'm sorry, but, you know, you're not going to play again, because that's not fair. It's not right to do to all those guys that play defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
And just want to get your thoughts on something like that.
It's an interesting thing to bring up. I immediately think about how when Hamlin and T. Higgins collided, there was no fault of Higgins, but Higgins was connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
And whether people were reaching out to him or he felt responsible, like there's a point in there that, yeah, if you're a defensive player, you don't want to be remembered for that if you are connected with Tua.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the PA, I guess, you know, I don't really know what the PA's stance would be. Usually the PA is to do what the players want, and the PA would probably be scared of any sort of slippery slope where all of a sudden the league decides who can and can't play. You can't tell our players we can't play. They would more likely, I would think, stand with Tua's right to play above anything else.
Right, they would be on the other side of it,
yeah.
I think.
Like, that'd be unfortunate if that would happen, but we need to protect future players and their rights. Interesting question, Brendan. Thanks for that. More phone calls on the other side. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Jaguars Monday. We'll have a Jags guest at 8:30. Open segment coming up here on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.